Well, hello, Legacy. Y'all come on in. We get all my little screens set up. Well, so I updated my Zoom from the last call and everything looks different. It gave me an alert. That's funny. It's just hilarious to me. All right. If you want coaching, go ahead and raise your hand. This call is for members who've been here for over a year. Then we call you Legacy members. So, anybody that would like to have coaching, all you have to do is raise your hand and we will get started. And no one wants coaching on Mother's Day. Here we are, just sitting here making Corinne feel bad. No, I'm just teasing y'all. But let's do this. Well, no, Debbie raised her hand. All right. So we will let Debbie get coached, and then I'll either decide to do something fun with y'all off the cuff. Or we'll get out early since it's Mother's Day. How about that? All right, Debbie, let's get you unmuted and get your video going. There's like a new reactions button. This is cool. Like I'm just sitting here just now, I'm like lost in all of the new buttons that Zoom has given me. That's hilarious. All right,
It's
Debbie, what you want coaching
boring.
on? Hello.
I'm running errands, actually.
That's all right.
Sorry, super nervous now. Hi, Corinne. My name's Debbie. I've been here since 2021.
Okay.
I was actually doing a really good job of not really wanting to maintain, but staying around the same 5 pounds, and then over the last 4 months, I've gained back 10, so I'd really like to talk about that. So I'm back in the 200, and I've been really upset about it, honestly, because I kind of saw myself going up, but I didn't. I feel like I kind of let myself down and didn't take care of it, so that I ended up going back over.
Would you not take care of?
I didn't work hard enough to go back down.
I don't think that's the case. We never regain because we're lazy.
Okay.
Why do you think you regained?
Well, I mean, I know I'm overeating more than I think I am. Like, even if it's just a little bit, like I'm not stuffing myself, but I know that I'm not stopping, and I've been struggling with those thoughts a lot, trying to not
Why do you think you're not stopping?
I think that I'm looking at it like, oh, I can handle like one or two more bites, and I don't know if it's I think it's more just handling my thoughts around it than actually like being physically more hungry.
What are the one or two bites doing for you in the moment?
In the moment, like most of the time, whenever like I know that I do this at meals at work because I am rushing to eat. Just because like I'm by the time I actually do get to eat, I am starving, or feel like I'm starving. But I think I'm eating so fast that I feel like, well, no, that can't possibly be it, and keep going.
So if it is it, then what happens?
I sit there for the next 25 minutes because that's how long it takes me to eat is 5 minutes.
Okay. So it takes you 5 minutes to eat. It's probably like you kind of agree. Like
Yeah.
in the moment, you're like, surely this can't be it. Because now I'm gonna have to sit here for 25 minutes. What's gonna happen in like, and then if you're gonna eat an extra two, you said two bites.
At least like a couple more usually, because I don't
Okay,
give
so
myself
now
a
we're
whole
going to
bunch of
wait.
stuff for lunch.
So now we're going to sit for 24 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah. I usually will like I'll stop for a few minutes and then like, continue reading or whatever it is I'm doing at my lunch break, but yeah.
And then you go back for like one more minute of food. And
And
what
then
is
I
it doing?
continue
But what
doing
is
the
it
other
doing
things that
for
I'm
you?
doing.
Say what?
And then I continue doing the thing that's distracting me from whether or not I'm actually not full.
Okay. I think we can just assume you're full and you're out of breath. And that anything that past the point when you're like, when you stop, it has nothing to do with whether or not you have enough.
Okay. I
I mean,
mean,
how does that sound to you? Do you think it's like when you look back now in your rational mind? Because the way you're describing it to me is, well, I'm really stressed when I go into the meal because like I'm starving. So which would mean that your body is stressed. You're probably extremely hungry. Do you have a busy job?
I'm a pharmacist, so I walk around all day.
Okay. So you have time to eat. And then you have a break that's for an X amount of time. Was it 30 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
so you have a
honestly don't
30.
know what to do with myself if I get an hour break.
Okay, well, it sounds like you don't know what to do with yourself for a 30-minute one either. Because right
No.
now, the only thing you know to do is to overeat until you have to go back to work.
Yeah. Yes. So I need to pay more attention and not distract myself by doing other things.
No, I think you should do the other things. I think you should stop going food. I think you need to quit telling yourself, maybe I need more. Maybe this isn't my enough. I think that's just code for I don't want this to be enough. Because originally your thought was what? Surely
Yeah.
it's
If
not
I
over.
don't stop eating, then I don't have to go back to work. Or I
Right.
don't have to do whatever, like everybody's being super busy at dinner or whatever. Yeah. And I know it's not, I know I'm eating quickly, and I know I've been working on that because I know that I shovel things in, and that's been the way that's always worked. And I've tried doing the halftime method, and then sitting there is torture.
Why is it torture? That's a
Because
great question.
I don't want to think about it.
Think
And
about what
I
is
know
it? I don't want to think
it,
about what.
I don't want to think about how much I'm eating and
Why?
like whether or not it feels like it's enough.
Why?
I'm going to go back to that thought of, but I eat so much less. And I know that that's a common thought.
But you're not eating so much less. You just
I'm
told
not
me
right now.
overeating.
No. Yeah, I'm
You're
not.
like, that is a thought that's a lie. But I'm eating so much less. So now I should overeat to compensate for eating less. When you're actually just eating to enough, I think you're just not getting enough emotional satisfaction. I don't think this has anything to do with physical.
Okay.
And you're trying to make this all about the physical. It's like, let me ask you. And you like just take a big deep breath because I know you're nervous. Okay. If you had to look back at the last few weeks when you're eating lunch, don't worry about dinner right now. Let's just focus on lunch. If you had of like just stopped when you thought you had enough, was it enough? Or do you think like, no, there were times it legit wasn't physically enough?
No, it was enough. I pack myself the same amount of lunch every day. So, I mean, I know that was like my goal this week because I am driving up to camp this weekend, and like that was my goal this week was to actually stop at that first sign instead of like, oh, okay, I think I can handle two more bites. Like that is my goal this week.
Why is it emotionally not enough for you, though, is the question.
I've been thinking about that a lot, and I'm not really sure. Like, I wasn't deprived as a kid or anything like that. Like, it's nothing like
No, it's
that, but
about now. Like, I'm going to tell you
yeah.
right now, it has something to do with I'm busy. I finally get time to eat. I don't know what to do with myself when I'm not eating. Like, if you're not going to eat anymore, what are you forced to feel until it's time to go back to work? Like, what are you going to be thinking about if you were to sit there and you have 25 minutes to yourself before you go back to work?
How my morning has been.
And what is the story you typically tell yourself about your morning?
Like I've been running around all morning. I've been handling phone calls and doctors and nurses and
Okay, so that's just a fact, but what do you make all that mean?
I'm overwhelmed.
Right. That's why you're wanting to eat more, because if you keep eating, guess what? You don't have to sit there and feel overwhelmed. Because if I had to guess, the afternoon is just a mirror of the first half of the day.
Well, the first half of my day ends up being like 6 hours most of the time, so the second half is a little shorter sometimes.
It's shorter, but is it less overwhelming?
It's not any less now.
So it's same work in a compressed amount of time, but it still feels like shit.
Yeah, I can agree to that.
I think you're simply eating because, like, you know, you're fixing to go back into stress, and this is how you've taught yourself to take a beat and not be overwhelmed.
Okay. I was really hoping that that was like I've always kind of hoped, well, or thought like I am not a stress eater but after like being here for 3 years, I feel like maybe I am more than I thought I was.
Well, you're definitely stress eating at lunch.
Yeah. And I know at one point I was eating out of boredom, like especially at night. And I've cut that out, like I only have snacks if like we're staying up super late and it's been many hours since food and I am actually hungry. So I mean I think I've done a really good job of cutting out the boredom eating. I think this is the next thing to tackle.
Yeah. So there's a couple things that you can do, which is if you know that you are going to be overwhelmed during lunch, because it sounds like you're not getting any relief during lunch. It sounds like you're just taking your 30 minutes eating and then worrying about the next half of the day or replaying the first half. And if the
Yeah.
first half, if the second half is going to be similar to the first half and you're replaying the first half, it's basically your brain's getting a preview of what's to come.
Okay.
All right. So you're spending your lunch not really taking a break from your stress.
I can agree to that.
Okay. That's what we've got to work on. Got to figure out how your 30-minute break, where you really take a break from the stress. So, like telling yourself, look, I already know what's going to happen this afternoon. This is my 30 minutes to not think about that. Like me sitting here and thinking about it, it's not helpful. This is my time to actually take a break. What would taking a real break look like to you?
Turning my little walkie-talkie thing completely off.
Why do you keep
And
it on?
because we have to be available, like if something happens.
So that's not a viable solution, right? If you
But I
have
mean like
to have it on.
if I'm absolutely needed, they can urgent call me. Like it's off, but it's not like if someone absolutely needs me, they can get a hold of me. So I mean it's not unviable. Like I can ignore stuff. It's just still getting, interrupted.
Okay. So
But I mean,
then,
most of the time, like I still have, so like I try to read, but you're still thinking when doing that. Like I think maybe I could like pop on a quick hit and like maybe take a walk, like because
yeah.
that's feasible. Like we're big enough to like we're a big enough hospital that I can take a walk and still be, reachable, but not in the middle of it.
Okay. That's what I want you thinking about, because all I think what's happening is you've got your walkie-talkie on, you're sitting there for 25 minutes, you're done eating, and you have two options: sit there and listen to what you're going to go back for, pretending like you're on call when you really don't have to be. Like you're kind of
Okay.
setting yourself up to be stressed during lunch instead
Okay.
of setting yourself up to take a break. And you have, like you just said, I have the options. What is it going to take for you to do those things?
Just commitment with myself. Like just think, actually thinking about them. Like that would be the big barrier. So I think if I have like a reminder, like I take lunch at the same time whenever I work this like certain shift. So it wouldn't be difficult just to put a little thing on my phone at like 45 minutes after the hour, like, okay, go do something. Get up. Don't just sit there.
Right, but how are you going to have to think and feel in order to give yourself that real break?
I'm gonna have to accept that I do need to actually like do something for myself during that time.
And what do you make it mean that you need to do something for yourself during that time?
But sometimes it's okay to be a little bit selfish.
Is this being selfish? Who's getting harmed?
No one's being harmed.
We want to watch out for that.
Okay.
Like women say this all the time. I'm going to have to be selfish to do this. Selfish says, I'm going to do something at the expense of someone else because I don't give a shit how they feel. Somebody
Right.
else gets harmed for me. That's the definition of selfishness.
I'm gonna have to be a little more self-loving to give myself some time.
Yeah, you're going to have to also admit the hospital will not like come apart when Debbie goes for 25 minutes to do something.
True.
I mean,
And I've
sometimes
learned
I
that
think
over
the
my 12
hardest thing for us
years.
to accept is we're not as important as we think we are.
I've learned that a little bit over my 12 years there.
And not, that's not saying that in a bad way. It's just like we sometimes make ourselves more important than we actually are so that we can feel needed or so that we can not worry somebody's going to get hurt if we take care of ourselves. Like you're kind of alluding to this version of a woman who, and a lot of women do this. Trust me. My mother was one that, well, when I do for me, other people are somehow suffering. Other people are ignored. Other people's needs go unmet. And it's like, it's a 25-minute lunch. Like, I'm going to eat because I deserve to eat. My body deserves to lose weight. It doesn't deserve an extra few bites that make me struggle with my body image. Because that's all those extra bites are doing. It's not really relieving my stress. Because every single day it seems like I'm still stressed out about work. So those extra bites, I haven't cured shit yet. They also are stressing me out in other areas of my life.
Yes.
So I would do
Absolutely.
those tactical things, like you were saying. I'd also pack yourself a little bit less lunch
Okay.
so that you have the extra couple of bites, just whatever it is that you like, whatever it is you're packing. Like, I always have my food prepped for the amount of food I pretty much know is enough. Sometimes it's not enough, so I'll just add something to it. Or if I can't add anything to it, I'm just like, all right, good to know. Tomorrow I'll bring a little more. I'm not going to die today.
The
Then
other
there's
thing I've taught,
like, do what?
I said, I love that you've taught food is not an emergency.
Yes. And it's also not a stress reliever. It's also not a fix. It's not a time passer. Like food is none of those things. And so the other tactical things I would do, like, you know, let's try walking. Let's try listening to quick hits. Let's fill my brain with something completely different so that I'm not just sit there left to think about, you know, what I'm going back to or what I just left. Because your brain is saying, you need a break. And you're like, no, I'm going to eat two extra bites and I'm going to sit here and pretend that that was like enough. I get a whole 6 minutes of break.
It's slowed down by a couple of minutes, but still working on that part.
But I wouldn't even worry about like, I mean, if you want to eat slower, you can. But I always find for me, like, I like to practice trying to eat slow during times when I'm already not stressed. I like to train myself in the easiest places possible instead of like Where's the hardest time for me to eat slow when I'm stressed out? That's when I'm going to run the gauntlet. I
Oh,
would
there have
do.
been comments by coworkers like, you're already done.
Yeah, that's all right. So, like, yeah, I am. And now I'm going for a walk, bitches. Peace out.
Yep.
I'm turning my walkie-talkie off too. You know how to get me.
You can text me.
Exactly. If anybody needs me, they'll text me. Just like when I go on vacation, I don't check in on anything. I tell my leadership team, my text messages are always on. My team knows never to text me unless it's an emergency. Otherwise, we have a channel called Slack. It's like an app that you use, and that's where we do all of our talking. But when I go on vacation, a lot of times I'll say, like, hey, I'm not going to be on Slack. So if something happens and you need me, you just text me. And then that, like, then I can rest. And I'm like, there's nothing happening in Slack that where anybody needs me. That they know how to get me. And that gives me stress relief.
I can work on
Yes. Now I'm going to tell you that. You already alluded to this is probably happening at dinner too. Work on it
it.
at lunch and then look to see. Because if I had to guess, 10 pounds didn't come from a couple
No.
extra bites at lunch. No, but we'll tackle this first because it's the easiest. But then you need to look at what was the overeating I wasn't ready to work on with Corinne? And start examining it yourself the way that I examined it.
Okay.
If you need more help, come back to the next legacy call next month. But be thinking about that. And I just want to say to all of you on the legacy call, a lot of times what y'all like to do, this happened on the last call too. This happens all the time. People want to bring to me the overeating that they know they could stop at any moment. They also bring to me the overeating that didn't cause the regains. But the good news is that when you work on really caring for yourself and breaking the habit of thinking that somebody else is going to suffer, when I work on me, when I do me, I would almost bet you that's a problem playing out somewhere else in your life. It almost always is. It's never like so isolated in one area.
Thanks,
What?
Grant.
What? What are you thinking?
I'm still very nervous.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Like you're the
Well, I will say, work on this. Get your see if giving yourself some true. And here's the nice thing about when you get some true rest at lunch and stuff. If there's another area of your life where you're not getting it, your brain's gonna be like, man, it feels so good at that lunch. I wonder how we can get this somewhere else. It starts getting actual real dopamine. That's sustainable, that improves the quality of your life. And when you start doing that, you start wanting to implement that in other areas of your life too. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. See you Saturday or Friday.
I'll see you. I'll be there with all my, I'm sure, sparkly heels on. Bye. I don't know if y'all know this, but Barb, you're next. I had ankle problems about 4 weeks ago. My left ankle, I tried to start running again. My ankle did not like running. And I don't know what had happened, but I was almost not able to walk on my left ankle. So I gave up the running immediately. I was like, we're just going to lift weights. I didn't even walk for days. I was like, we're just going to lift weights. Like, we are in training for camp. Like, there is no way I'm standing on stage in a pair of flats. All right, Barb, what are we coaching on?
Hey, Corinne.
Hey.
Well, I'm a lot, it's similar to Debbie. And I guess the way I would describe myself in these last few months is just feeling frozen. There's been a lot of wonderful things happening. And so there's just been a really high stress level. So I had a wonderful trip where I was hiking and doing, lots of physical activity. And then I came home back to the job after 3 weeks, and I had an employee who was leaving, and in the middle of a kitchen remodel, my dog needed knee surgery. So everything kind of hit all at one time. And so it's been stressful, and I feel like I've managed, all of that, but everything's gone out the window from I'm not planning water, it, like everything, it just all went. And so
Everything, every single thing you ever learned and no BS went out the
yeah,
window.
no, I, well, no, I'm not doing it. I have forgotten it.
Like you overate every meal, never waited for hunger.
No, I did. No, I didn't wait for hunger. That's one thing I can say I've been doing is
Okay, this
waiting
is
for
like
hunger.
important though, because a lot of
Yeah.
times we like to like it's really hard to get back on track.
Yeah.
Like there's, all right, I want you to imagine a road with a track, okay? If you're just to the left of the track and all you need to do is step on it, that's one thing. But most of y'all are like, I'm over there in the ravine, down in the cactuses, picking out the thorns. I'm so far off track. And then that feels like it's impossible to restart. Like it's so confusing. I don't even know where I would begin.
Yeah,
So, but if you talk
that's been
about
my.
it like I'm still waiting for hunger, I know, like, have you slept any?
I have, and that's the one thing I've worked on is sleep, is getting enough sleep.
Okay, so we're getting our sleep, which is great for stress levels and during
Yeah,
stressful
yeah.
times. Did you drink any water?
That's a real problem. I'm drinking a
What
lot of
have you been drinking?
coffee. A lot of
Okay.
coffee and
A lot of
water.
coffee.
That's it. I don't really drink anything else.
Okay, so you are
But
drinking water.
just not very much. It's pretty minimal.
Okay,
It's pretty
that's fine.
minimal.
When you say
Okay.
minimal, how much is that?
If I have a couple of glasses a day like that, or glass, just I'll forget completely to do water.
That's okay.
So
And but you are drinking coffee.
I'm drinking coffee. Yeah.
Like, is it full of sugar and creams and all the things?
It has cream, no sugar.
Okay, and how many cups a day are you drinking?
A couple ventis a day, like
Okay.
that size. Yeah.
Right, so you are getting some hydration. Even though it can be dehydrating, you're still getting some hydration. It's like,
Yeah.
it's not as devastating as you're painting the picture.
Okay.
So are you at a stage right now where you could just drink some water because you're aware that
I
you're not
think so.
drinking
I mean, I
water?
feel like in this moment, I was really relaxing this morning. I feel like I've gotten over a couple of humps. I had a big presentation yesterday, and so then I saw the reminder come on, and I was like, I need to get on this call. And so I feel like I am bringing myself back, and I do
Well,
feel
that's
like I can. It's like,
different.
what are the things that I need
Well, this is going to
to
be
do?
real simple because you've already coached yourself. I love y'all so much. It's like, I must have real problems. Like, you come on, you're like, I threw everything out the window instead of just saying, you know what? I had a stressful 3 weeks. I woke up this morning and I'm like, I think I'm ready to bring myself back. Like,
Yeah.
what if you just thought that? Like, it was a rough 3 weeks and I downed a lot of coffee, but I'm through it. That part's pretty much, that's coming to the end. I'm just ready to get back on track. How does that feel compared to I've thrown everything out the window?
Well, that feels so much better because I think the other thing underlying that other thought of I've thrown it all out is just like, well, you put weight back on,
How
you're
much
going to do
weight have you
it
put
again.
back on in 3 weeks?
Yeah. Well, I put some weight on during the vacation, but yeah, like 4 or 5 pounds, so I know.
Okay.
It just feels like it's
You're
like I'm
killing
gonna.
me, Barb. I know what
Okay.
it feels like, but you have
Yeah,
to like
I'm
take a
scared of what I'm
hold
gonna.
of
I'm just scared that I'm going to, let
never
go of
drink water
all of it.
again,
Yeah.
not notice that you're not doing the things. Y'all.
When you
All right,
say it
well,
like that, yeah, that helps
I
a lot.
know when I
Just
say
relieves
it,
it.
I'm
Because I
just
felt
saying it like a
frozen, you
realist. Y'all say it like Stephen King, like you're getting paid to write scary novels
know.
about your life.
Love that. Thank you.
Know. I am just like, so let's just pretend for a moment. All right. I've gained 5 pounds. It was a very stressful 3 weeks. I noticed that I'm not doing certain things, but I feel like I'm ready to restart. From that attitude, what would you do? What would you just do today?
I think number one would be the water, because I think I really feel that. I feel it's such a difference when I, and the other thing is I would do my green drink because I love my green drink. Yeah.
What else? What would you do tomorrow? So today we're going to drink our green drink. We're going to get our water in. We got coached. We're going to take a deep breath that maybe we're not in the ravine with cactuses up our ass.
And I grew up in Arizona, so I think the next day would be write a plan,
All right.
start back to planning.
What would you put on that plan tomorrow besides your green drink and some water?
Well, I would put because I don't have a kitchen right now because I'm in the
Okay.
middle of this remodel. So, but I have a little setup in my laundry room. So, the thing I've been, the Costco selling the little Starbucks egg bites wholesale. And so I've bought a bunch of those. So that's kind of, I nuke those in the morning for breakfast
Have you been
and
doing
have
that the last 3 weeks?
that. And I have a cereal that I eat. Those are my two non-cooking items.
Yet again, Barb is doing way better than she gives herself credit for. All right. So we didn't even have to worry about the breakfast. Without a plan, you were eating what you would have planned. That's good
Probably.
to know.
Yeah, I think evening is the part that's, where I after work and where I'll eat more than I need to eat, and then I'll snack at night. I'll do some nighttime bedtime snacks.
So tomorrow, then, what do we want to plan for that? Because you already have breakfast on lock. You have breakfast so automatic that if you
Yeah.
never planned breakfast ever again, I probably would never worry about you.
Yeah.
Just leave that block blank and save yourself some time.
Well, that's a great question because I do think it's one where the challenge is just in terms of not having a kitchen. But I can do, what I have been doing is some like frozen Amy's and things like that to, I can have a frozen Amy's.
Can you order food in?
I can order food in, yes.
That's pretty much what we do for like, I mean, Aunt JJ cooks some stuff for us, but I kind of like variety now. I just w Chris and I, we always joke, which of the four places that we always order Uber Eats from do you want tonight?
Yeah, no, I could totally do that. I could, t there's a couple of places I could totally do that with.
So you have a
Yeah,
lot
that.
of, because you keep thinking like, I don't have this kitchen. And I think that might be stressing you out instead
It
of
is physically,
I
yeah,
have
it is physically,
options. Like
yeah, I
I
do
have
have.
a full kitchen. Do you know that we've used our oven 3 times since we've lived here in over a year? Chris actually fired it up the other day to cook some eggs. And I got mad because he got egg yolk on the thing. I was like, we've not ever even made a mess on that thing. And now you're like making our kitchen not look brand new. I was like, stop cooking. Like, I might as well be in your situation. All
Yeah.
we use is the microwave and the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think about being disempowered. Now, is it annoying as fuck to go through remodels? 100%. Like, we've been remodeling, we've been building out a basement, like 3,000 square feet of studio space for no BS. For over a year. That annoys me, but I don't think my remodel is why I eat. I think my remodel is annoying. I want it to be done, but it has nothing to do with dinner. That's the difference. So, for you, here's all I want you to be thinking about. Number one, you're doing way better than you think you are, but you're obsessing over this 5 pounds, and you're making that mean I'm way off track. I've thrown it all out the window. That feels overwhelming, big, monstrous, like a huge fucking problem to solve. And as we snaked through, you don't have that many problems. You actually have tons of solutions. You know that you're eating more at night. You just need a plan for the evenings.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's it. And you need a plan for the evenings when you're stressed. You need a plan for the evenings when you're not stressed. You just need to think through each day. Is today, am I likely to be stressed tonight? Knowing what I got going on in my life, will I be really stressed tonight or will I not? So I want to plan for that version of me. Because there's a difference between there's a version of me going to bed tonight who's wore out, exhausted from the day, blah, 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 blah. That's one kind of stress. And then there's, I need a plan for the version of me who's just going to have urges because I have been eating at night. If the stress is coming down, I have to just re-extinguish some urges. And when you think about it that way, you're not nearly as stressed about the evenings. But if you're thinking about your evenings as, oh God, I've thrown it all out the window and I've gained 5 pounds, I don't even know where to begin with myself. You don't come up with any solutions. You just keep avoiding working on it because it feels scary and big.
I think that's spot on. That's exactly how it's been. And yeah. Yep.
What is the thing behind you?
Oh, that's a bike. See, this is like this room is filled
You
filled
dropped
with
me.
furniture and just stuff from the just there's so much going on in the house. I don't even really have a place. I have a like a tiny place to sleep.
That's all
So
right.
it's fine. It's all, you know what? They're all like easy, they're temporary problems. They're just inconveniences. And
Yeah.
I do think, I feel like, I think the thing that's hit me the most in this idea of throwing everything out, it's just like the emotion is you're just going to fail again. You're just going to, like, that's what comes in so heavy. And that's the, there's a anxiety over that. And as opposed to just being, just even aware of my surroundings or aware of what I am doing. So that's, it's incredibly helpful. It is sort of catastrophizing it,
Yes. And I think it's very normal that when the scale goes up for us to start thinking, oh God, I'm fixing to fail again. That's when I always like to tell myself, take a breath. Like, what is the likely, like sometimes for some of us, we just have to say, like, what is the likelihood of us failing again? If I just keep being afraid of it, I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to eat to avoid thinking about it. But if I just think, like, okay, what are the small things I can do today to make a small difference? Especially when it comes to 5 pounds, it will take like 2 to 3 weeks and they'll probably be gone. Like if they took 3 or 4 or 5 weeks to come on, I always like to give myself equal time for them to come off. Like over the next 4 weeks, all I got to do is take it one day at a time. And I would advise all of you to do it this way. A lot of times we like to like enormize everything we have to do. And it's like, I really feel like when you focus on each day and what you can do each day, then you get to go to bed feeling a little bit better about yourself, which means you get to wake up in the morning feeling a little bit better about yourself. And then that little bit better version of yourself now is the planner for that day. And so, like, you're just looking at like where are all the things. Like, if you're, overeating at night, don't maybe for some of you, dead stopping is where you can be. Like for me, whenever I notice, I've just been at it for so long that when nighttime eating comes back in and it becomes like, it only takes me once or twice to eat at night for the habit to feel like it's right back as if it was day one of breaking it. It's like all the urges. It's like, I know how to send up urges. I'm really good at it. You did it for over 30 years. So it grabs all of that emotion and stuff. So I'm really good at knowing, like, oh, I just want to dead stop this. Like, tonight it's just going to be tough. I'm going to think about it a lot. I'm going to try to go to bed early so I don't have to. Like, a lot of times, my best antidote to nighttime eating is like, tonight I'm taking all my sleepies at 7. My ass is going to be in bed, like asleep by 8 o'clock when I normally start thinking, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat. And then after a couple of days of going to bed early, my brain's not asking for it. For other people, though, and you're really using the food. Like for me, a lot of times my nighttime eating comes back, just because I might be a little stressed about something and I don't want to think about it. And so I'll eat something so I can just relax because I've had a hard time shutting it off at the end of the day. And then after like a day, like when that thing gets resolved after a day or about 3 days, now I'm just eating because like I think we're hungry. That sure would taste good. It has nothing to do with stress anymore. Now it's just the habit's back. And I just need to extinguish it. So those aren't that hard to stop. But if you are stressed every night, it's your only way to unwind. It's the only way to cope. Then what I would advise, don't take away the food at first. Plan the food, but work on the stress at the same time. You can't just make smaller, healthier choices and expect to lose all of your weight, but keep some overeating. But you can, as a band-aid, give if it's the only way you know how to settle down, say, like, then I want to make the best choices I can while I'm also figuring out why, like, what is preventing me in my mind from lowering my own stress levels, what's getting in my way. If you've watched today's calls, like it's just a myriad of different things. It always comes back to something going on in our life and how we're describing it. And then we work through that. And then as you're lowering those stress levels and you're like changing up how you're eating, then when the stress levels go down, then you're kind of like me, where it's like, you know what? I don't need this food. I'm just gonna have to like not eat it now and like let the urge go away. But I'm not like not having the food and working with the urge while also sitting there jacked up because my life is shit or overwhelming in this moment. I've solved for that piece and now I can put a lot of energy and effort over there. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Because I
So
can, see where the stress, it's actually, as you were speaking, I was just noticing, it's like, well, what are the things that are actually making me feel stressed? And, then it's like, and how do I deal with those? Like, how do I get help with that? How do I, find a way to help relieve the stress without just having to use food, and part of it is just getting help. Or something,
Yeah, which is good to know. So you can
Yeah.
quit eating over it. Because if you start getting help and your stress goes down, then it's a lot easier to start saying, like, okay, now I just got to quit eating at night because I don't even have a good reason to be eating at night other than it's just a habit. Habits are a lot, e like habits that aren't fueled with underlying root cause emotion are so much easier to break. But when we're trying to break a habit, but we're not solving what's underneath it, habits are almost impossible to break. Because the habit was formed to soothe and cope what's going on underneath. So, like for you, if it's just like, if it's the worst thing now, it's just like a lot of things have relieved, except my house is in disarray. I will be the first one to jump in the commissary pool with you. I will come to your pity party. It sucks when you are constantly having work done on your house. I've lived in this house since February of last year, there are workers in my house every day except for Saturday and Sunday. There's always something going on in this house. And it annoys the shit out of me. But what I tell myself is, you get to be annoyed. Your environment is messed up right now. I know why you're so stressed out. Brains don't like chaos, and you're living in chaos. But what most of us do is we don't tell the story that way. We don't tell ourselves the story of what's happening, what's really happening. We think,
Right.
like, this sucks. It's so hard not to eat through this. There's no way I could lose weight while this is going on. But we tell it in such a pathetic, like almost victim-y way. And we don't realize that we're not even being understanding. We're setting ourselves up to need to eat. And I've done that in my past. And I just really started thinking, like, what if I just start telling myself the truth? You get to be annoyed. Nobody likes strangers walking through their house. The main reason I don't do calls during the week the last year is because there's always strangers in my house, and they'll walk into my office when I'm on a call and just start talking. And I'm like, oh my God, business happening right here. I've never met so many unself-aware men in my life than I have in the last year. So.
Well, just talking to you, I can feel my shoulders dropping, feel some of the out breath.
And
Yeah, that's
it'll one day be
great.
over, and at least you'll have a good kitchen now,
Yeah.
Shannon.
Exactly. One day. One day. Oh, I'm just so glad I jumped on, really.
Me
Thank
too.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Just make sure you make your plan. Get your dream juice going again. You're like me. I have this one smoothie I drink every day now, and I haven't drank it yet today. And I'm just like, I can feel it when I'm not drinking it. It just drives me crazy. Like, I've gotten so used to it. It gives me energy and whatnot. And this morning, I didn't have time for it. So I was like, got to get on my call and all this other stuff. And like, when this call's over, that damn smoothie's going down. That's going to be my lunch today because
Yeah,
it's got
me too.
my nutrients and everything in it. All right.
That's what I need. That's exactly what I need.
All right. Thank
Thanks so
you.
much, Corinne. I appreciate
You're
you
welcome.
so.
Bye-bye. Put my glasses back on. All right. I've stopped saying that remodeling equals chaos. It doesn't help me to think that thought. Yeah, exactly. If it doesn't help you, don't. I tell myself all the time, hey, remodeling's not easy. Like, and I always like to understand it sciencey wise. Like, when your house, like when you have, strangers in your house, when things aren't where they should be, random noises happening all the time. I tell myself I can understand why I get overwhelmed or annoyed and stuff. And then that has me calm down because now I'm thinking about my annoyance and stuff in a new way. I'm not just allowing myself to be like, oh my God, this sucks. I hate this. This is chaos. This is never going to end. Like I just can't wait for this to be over. I kind of stop all of that story and I trade it in for compassion and understanding. And like understanding, like, oh, this is, that makes sense why you're so agitated. And that's okay. Then I feel like some relief. Suzanne says, it's the constant noise that gets me. I think it impacts your internal regulation system. I do too. Some of us are very sensitive. And I am. So I will just tell all of you, let me call on Nancy. I am very sensitive to noises. I have always been. Ask Chris Crabtree if a random beeping is going on in the house. He panics to find it and get it shut off because he knows I will lose my shit in like 3 minutes flat because I can't take little noises. I have been on stage before at camp and heard random noises behind me and said, we have to stop. Somebody's got to go back there and tell them to shut the fuck up because like I can't focus when that's happening. I'm not weird about a lot, but that I am very weird about. All right, Nancy, let's get you unmuted. Do you find it? I keep giving you the little alert. Yeah. It's not letting you unmute. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you back. You're probably going to need to tell your go into your settings on your phone and give the Zoom app permission to use your microphone. Okay. Just raise your hand again when you get back. January? I think a lot of people are sensitive to noise. What's so funny is Logan was so sensitive to noise as a child, and now as an adult, he's not. He is so insensitive to it. I'm like, and he makes a lot of noise. Hey, January. How are you
Hi.
approaching on?
Happy Mother's Day.
You too.
Thank you. So I want to coach on eating for pleasure. I'm having a lot of, I would say, I'm eating, and the thought is, this is the only way that I can get pleasure in my life. And then I go through the cycle where, like, I eat because I'm seeking pleasure. And then, of course, I recognize that the pleasure is not going to come from the food. So I
Well, it
keep
does come
eating.
from the food. That's why it's so tricky.
Yes,
Otherwise, you
but
wouldn't do it. Like, why not just like, all right, instead of eating for pleasure, I will go and drop nails at my fingernails for pleasure.
right. There is a certain amount of pleasure, but
Yes.
then I get into this cycle where, like, I'm eating and eating, and it's never quite enough, and it never quite satisfies what I'm looking for. So then
Right,
I
because
keep eating because,
it's not giving
sorry.
you the pleasure you truly that's lasting. Like if you think
Exactly.
about when we overeat, it gives us temporary pleasure, but then we don't have the pleasure of the weight loss we want or whatever it is that we, and then like your life is like you can only eat so much and for so long, and then eventually you just got to go back to a pleasureless life. And you can't eat 24/7.
No, but I'm doing my very best, let me tell you.
I don't think you
I
I mean, we could work on this, or I could just ask you the question that needs to be asked. You
okay.
don't need to deal with the eating. What is it that you want to be doing with your life that you're not, that would give you pleasure?
I want to be. Okay, I'm going to answer this honestly, but I know what your follow-up question is probably going to be, and I don't know how to answer that one. There are a few things, but
We'll check all of them.
I lost 65 pounds with no BS in 2020, 2021, and I gained it back sort of slowly
No,
at
wait a minute. You're
first.
not answering my question. You're going
Okay.
down shitville road. I didn't ask you about your regains or how much weight you want to lose or anything like that. I said, what is it in your life right now that if you could do it, that would be where would you find pleasure in your life? So, like, even when you lost 65 pounds, it didn't give you pleasure, you wouldn't have regained it back. What's missing in your life right now?
I guess self-love is missing in my life right now.
Okay, so we're going to list self-love as number one. What does self-love look like to you?
Self-love is. So my first thought was going to be like romantic love is missing in my life.
Okay, so that's one of the things that you don't have romantic love.
Yeah. But sometimes I think like I don't even actually care about that. So if I don't care about that and I have love like from other places, like I have family, my child, friendships, so that it must be something missing internally. I feel like.
So this is what's interesting. You told me that you're eating to seek pleasure. And then when I ask you, what would give you pleasure in life? You can't give me an answer. You have to be able to, like, if it feels like it's missing, that means you're going to have to be brave enough to call your shots as to what you really want out of your life. Like, if I had these things, if this was going on in my life, I would be like, damn it, this is a pleasurable life. So describe to me a pleasurable life for January. And look, we don't have to go after it. It doesn't even have to be reasonable. It doesn't have to be doable. We just need to know what your brain in the background is actually thinking you need and deserve. So what's the list? Goal weight.
Okay.
What else? If
goal
you were
weight
at
and
goal weight, what would be happening?
Does physical beauty count on that list?
Every day and twice on Sunday in my book.
Okay.
I mean, who are you fucking talking to?
Which I
don't
guess
I get nails and hair and all this other stuff done just because I like donating to my nail salon. All right.
Okay.
So we want physical beauty. We probably want to be, if I had to guess, people who want physical beauty, you're really craving underneath it feeling beautiful,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you're beautiful.
Definitely.
Which is an internal job, not a physical job. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you would feel pleasure on that.
Yep. Right.
What else?
Athleticism. Like, I would like to be energetic and athletic and be able to do things with my body.
Okay.
That I see other people do.
What else?
What else? I can't think of anything else.
Okay, this is good. All right. So, right now in your life,
mm-hmm.
where are you treating your body well, as if it was beautiful?
Where? I would have said sleep, but even sleep I'm not being great about lately. So I really can't think of anything.
Okay, so but let's ask it this way then. If you're so this is one of the big problems. If you were at goal weight,
mm-hmm.
and you thought, shit, I'm beautiful, what would you be doing different there that you're not doing now?
I would be getting dressed every day in the way that I want to dress. I would be doing my hair, doing my makeup.
So you can do so. Is it plausible
mm-hmm.
that you can do your hair and makeup at any size?
Yes.
And if you had your hair and makeup done every day, would you feel better than somebody who doesn't do their hair and makeup every day?
Probably.
So you would get at least glimmers of feeling a little pleasure instead mm-hmm. of just like, I don't fucking deserve it. I'm not at my goal weight.
Mm-hmm.
Why bother? Where's the snacks?
Glimmers, yeah, but I feel like those negative thoughts would probably still be predominant.
They sure would, but at least you'd have glimmers. Right now, you're just like, fuck it all. I should just feel miserable.
True.
What's better, glimmers and negativity or all negativity?
Certainly glimmers.
So what is the harm in starting somewhere?
There's no harm.
Are you sure? Because some people would feel like it would be harmful to treat themselves well before they got to goal weight.
No. When it comes to like hair and makeup, I don't see a harm. If we move down the body, that's when I might see more harm.
So let's move down your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you treated the rest of your body well at the size you are now, How does that harm you?
Well, like wearing the clothes that I would want to wear.
Yeah. How does that harm you? If you dressed in a way that like was well suited for this body right now, how was that harmful?
Well suited for this body.
Or like how, like, I don't care. Like dress like Lizzo. Do you know who Lizzo is?
Yeah,
All
I do
right.
know.
She dresses like however the fuck she wants. Tabra Majors dresses how the fuck she wants. Crop
Yeah.
tops and all.
And I follow all these people on Instagram, so I expose myself to that, but I when I do occasionally attempt to do so, I just feel like just disappointed in myself and how I look and
Yeah, but let me tell you this, January. Dressing and like not taking care of yourself and whatever, are you still disappointed?
yeah.
So you're actually harming yourself more. Because at least if you're dressing the way you want and you're just like, you know, here I am wearing this, but I wish I looked this way or whatever, at least you're getting the pleasure of wearing some of the stuff and maybe adapting and changing your attitude about yourself when you just keep on being frumpville or whatever it is that, you know, I'm not saying you're looking frump because I can't see anything on you, but if you're just, you know, dressing for whatever you think you deserve at this size and stuff, you don't adapt to anything other than an undeserving body. Like in my mind, you're actually putting yourself in more harm's way because you're just reinforcing the fact that you don't deserve any better than the way you currently talk and treat yourself.
Yeah.
We're not going to shut off the negative thoughts. We're just going to have to get better at dealing with them. And I guarantee you, if you lost all your weight, but you never ever, like if you got down to your goal weight, but you did it all the way down, mistreating yourself, judging yourself, and whatnot, what do you think happens? That you suddenly break the habit of being you when you get there? I mean, we can't even hardly get anybody to break the habit of eating at night, much less, I mean, I'm going to break the habit of the way I think about myself.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for 4 years now, and I feel like it's just not clicking for me on the talking to myself well, It's just.
Well, what is the harm though in talking differently to yourself?
I don't think there is a harm. I just don't feel like I'm grasping it.
What do you think is supposed to happen then? Like when you say, I'm not grasping it, I thought I would, like, this would be happening in my brain. What do you think would be happening in your brain?
What do I think would be happening? I guess that I would feel that I would feel the thoughts, because sometimes I do tell myself the thoughts, but I'm just not maybe believing them or feeling them the way that I want to.
And which thoughts are you telling yourself?
Like, which thoughts am I telling myself? Just like interrupting my negative thoughts and saying like, I don't talk to myself like that anymore, or little interruptions like that.
And you don't like, I don't understand what you mean when you say, and I don't believe those things about me. There's so that thought doesn't have to have belief.
Right.
That's more of a command. Like what we're doing there is we're just basically saying, there's a fire on the stove. Where's the lid? I need to put the lid on it and extinguish the fire.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead.
All right. No, I was going to say, like, I guess, like, I deserve, you know, the good things. I deserve love. I deserve to feel worthy. Like, those kinds of thoughts that so I maybe can.
Those are too much of a leap, then. What are the intermediary thoughts you've tried?
I can't think of any right now off the top of my head.
Well, let's say this. So what, tell me one of your most painful body thoughts that you have when you look at yourself in the mirror.
When I look at myself in the mirror, like I look disgusting, like.
Okay.
Disgusting.
That's a great one.
Okay.
You look disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about this. If I said that to me and I said, hey, every day I wake up and I just think I look disgusting, I'm going to try to start telling myself you're worthy and deserve love. What would you say to me?
You're missing a few steps.
Yeah. You'd probably be like, good luck with that. I, you know, yeah. I'll see you in the self-loathing room tomorrow with me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking, like, we're actually going to teach this at camp. This is one of the things we're going to do a real deep dive on, stepping stone thoughts. And this is probably the biggest error most of us make when it comes to trying to change how we think, is we know what we want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
We know where what we do believe. And we don't think about, what are all the little things that have to happen in order to end up over here as someone who truly believes this? And most of us think, well, the only way I would really believe it is if I lost all my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have found is that most people, that's never the case. Like, mm-hmm. if you think you're disgusting at goal weight, you probably won't look in the mirror and say you're disgusting, but you'll say things like, I can't believe that you wasted so much time. Or you'll look at things, you'll nitpick little areas and be like, if only you hadn't have been so overweight, that area wouldn't look so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
We just channel our energy in a different way. That's why I wanted to talk to you about pleasure and what you're doing for yourself now. Because if you have this pie in the sky ideal of what you're going to be like at goal weight, she's athletic, she's dressing herself nicely every day, she's doing her hair and makeup. She is. And she's also dressing herself nicely to hide her flaws. She's doing her hair and makeup and saying, well, at least you got that, because the rest of it's shot. Like, if you don't change fundamentally the way you act, show up, and talk to yourself some all along the way, you just end up a thinner, miserable version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
She has glimmers. Like, now she's going to be like, at, you know, like when I was like at 250, there was a lot of clothes they didn't even make in my size back in the day. Hell, at least nowadays, y'all can wear whatever you want. Like, they make clothes for every size now. I didn't even have the option of being a sexy plus size chick.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I took, like, I had just talked to myself so poorly, and I had lost weight so many times. And every time I would lose weight, I never changed how I spoke to myself. The flavor just changed. I would be able to finally wear clothes, but I would sit there and tell myself the whole time, you're probably going to gain your weight back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've always been so disgusting. It won't be long before you're back there. You better be good. So, like, I didn't accomplish anything all those times. So here's what I would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
A stepping stone thought from disgusting sounds like, disgusting is one way I describe myself. But answer me this, January. What is also true about you?
Physically or not?
Do what? What'd you say?
about my physique or anything about me.
Let's go with your body. Since your body is judging you physically, we need to come back with something that feels very true.
I can't think of anything.
Let me ask you this. Do you think you're as disgusting to most people as you think you are?
Disgusting? No.
Okay. So there's what we call a stepping stone thought. I'm probably not as disgusting as I think I am to some people.
Okay.
Tell me how I am disgusting and like it disgusting. How does that feel emotionally in one word?
Sad.
Sad. Okay. Now I want you to really think about this. If you were to every time take a deep breath and say, some people might not call me disgusting. Only I do.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Better.
Okay. That's a stepping stone thought. Does it feel amazing? No.
No.
Does it feel happy? No. But you know what doesn't work? In the moment when you're saying, and you 100% believe that you're disgusting, saying, but you're worthy. If you really believed you were worthy, then we'd be like, but you're also worthy. If you don't believe that, then we go with like small incremental shifts in how we're talking to ourselves. Because then you'll train your brain to not look at yourself and say, I'm disgusting. Eventually your brain's looking at yourself and just like, I don't like how I look today, but I'm probably not as disgusting as I think I am. That in itself, for people who are extremely self-loathing on their body, feels better than being convinced that they're just disgusting.
Yeah.
And then we do the next thing and the next thing. What's another thought you have about your body? Like if you were to wear the clothes you want to wear right now.
Yeah. My stomach is so big.
My stomach is so big. And what do you make that mean? Other than I'm disgusting.
That I'm lazy, that I have no control.
Okay, great. All right. So now when you look at your stomach and you think, my stomach is so big, we want to say something like, I get it. I'd like to change it. But today, this is what we're dealing with. How does that feel next to just look at that big ass stomach?
It feels a bit more compassionate.
Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff we want to do now, because I want you to imagine this. The worst thing you can do to your future self is to lose your weight and set her up to not have any compassion for the parts of her body that is never going to measure up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to disappoint all of you right now. There is not a nobius woman in here that's going to be part of the 4% of women in the world who are the ideal, perfect shape, size, and look. I just don't attract them. And if that's the case, we have to set her up, because she is going to be sometimes disappointed in her body, wish things were different, and not like things. But it can't be so devastating to her that she has nothing else to think about, that she can't treat herself well at all despite it, that she can't have compassion in those moments.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word, devastating, because it is like, I think that's what it is to me. It's just devastating, everything about my physical self not being what I want it to be.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
And the crazy thing about it is, if your physical self and everything is not what you want it to be, the only way to solve this is not through sitting around and not treating yourself in new ways. I think there's not only just stepping stone thoughts, but there's stepping stone actions that have to also change. Just like, you have zero excuses to not do your hair and makeup. If you can do your hair and makeup at, you know, what's your goal weight?
135.
All right.
I'm short. I'm 5 feet tall.
All right. At 135, if you can do your hair and makeup every day, then whatever you weigh the fuck now, she can still do that. 135 mm-hmm. pounds has nothing to do with washing your hair, blowing it out, and putting on some makeup. It literally has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Except for you thinking, I'm disgusting and don't deserve this.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, in order for us to start losing the weight, the first thing that has to happen is we have to treat ourselves well. And you start giving yourself glimmers of pleasure, glimmers of this stuff, then you don't have to look for it in food so hard. And if you start shifting some of those thoughts to where, like, they're not as devastating when they're coming in, they're just, I can have a little compassion that I'm beating myself up. I can tell myself, hey, I am unlearning how to talk to myself this way. Hey, like, I am not nearly as disgusting as I think I am. That is just rehearsed shit. If I had to guess, January, somebody in your life likes something about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does anybody ever say anything about your physical self
that's positive?
Yeah,
I mean, of course. Well, not of course, but yes.
But one thing, you got ravishing hair.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I pay good money for this hair. And it looks real by the way you're handling it.
Like, it's real.
Scratch your scalp like at nauseam, whereas I'm like between tape.
Yeah, it is real
and beautiful. But this is the thing. It's like, start with what, like start saying, like, okay, I know I don't like my body because I don't like my weight and size. But it doesn't give me the right to ignore other things about me that I do like, or that other people say is good. So right there, I can't be as disgusting as I think. If Corinne keeps telling me I have great hair and she would trade in a heartbeat to have it, then obviously I'm not as disgusting as I think I am. Like, that's what we have to get to. We have to tell ourselves things that actually feel true. And you may not believe me about your hair, but I'm going to tell you right now. When you came on, the first thought I had, before I even knew what you were getting coached on, the first thing I thought was like, wow, she's got gray hair.
Oh,
I'm like
you.
A hair like freak. I'm looking at hair all the time because I don't have great hair.
Thank you.
Now, what are you thinking? You're my last one. We might as well close you out. I want to make sure you walk away from this call, like, at least knowing something.
Okay. No, that's helpful. The other area where I really am struggling is beating myself up because, as I said, like, the athleticism and wanting to be able to move my body, just beating myself up because, like, you know, I can't walk a few blocks anymore without feeling shitty about myself because I'm so out of shape. So
yeah, that's going to take. If you want to be athletic, do you know what athletes have to do all the time?
Push
themselves
through.
When they don't want to, when they'd rather do anything else, when they feel like shit, when their body hurts. All the things.
Yeah.
And every athlete starts at ground zero. I mean, we all came out of a womb and had to learn how to walk at one point. Like, what is it athletically you want to be able to do?
I want to be able to, well, at this point, I just want to be able to walk without pain. I want to get back into lifting. I want to get back into skiing.
And the first thing I would do is I would go out there and walk, and I would do just like I did back in the day. You just got to know that it's going to be hard, but it only gets better if you do it. It doesn't get better sitting around thinking about it. And I will tell you, as someone who has friends who are really thin, who never exercise, my sister-in-law, God love her, she won't care if I tell you this story. She's always been thin. She's 6 foot tall. And you would think, because like, I don't think the chick sits down. She loves to cook. I mean, she cooks a fresh meal for my brother for breakfast and dinner every night because we were just joking the other day. I wished her a happy Mother's Day this morning. I said, "Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for being our mom." Because she is like the Crabtree family mother. Like, she mothers us. And so, but, and Aunt JJ does not exercise, and my brother lifts weights all the time. Aunt JJ does not eat healthy. She don't eat much, but man, she basically lives off chocolate and frappuccinos. I mean, God love Aunt JJ. Every now and then, my brother convinces her to start walking. They'll go out for a 20-minute walk, and the next day she'll come to the house and she'll be like limping. I'm like, "What is wrong?" She's like, "Girl, my legs are so sore. We went walking last night. Like, my calves are killing me. Her quads will be burning." And they went walking for 20 minutes. So I don't care if you are thin or whatever. When you have to start, you have to start. You can beat yourself up, but I would just tell myself, I can beat myself up for the next 20 minutes walking. And eventually you'll stop that shit. But you're like, my beating myself up is no excuse to not go do it because I want to be an athlete. And athletes, the one thing that they have is mental game. It doesn't mean that they're like believing in themselves. They just don't let it be an excuse for becoming who they want to be. That's an athlete. And you said, "I want to be athletic." So start with your walk-in. You can add your weights and shit in later. But get your ass up and do it because you're like, "Hey, I deserve to be an athlete one day." I mean, do you believe that? That you deserve to be, feel like, do you deserve to get what you want?
Yes, I do.
Then we can believe that. Okay. All right. If you
Thank
don't
you.
follow the Kobe Bryant accounts on Instagram, you should. Any of those accounts where it's like any kind of, and it can be, it's all the unofficial Kobe Bryant accounts. They post a lot of his interviews and shit, him and the Michael Jordan ones. I mean, they just talk so much about how hard they worked. How uncompromising they were. They were only good because of their mindset. And most of the time, they were pushing themselves when they didn't want to, when nobody believed in them, and sometimes they didn't even believe in them. I find them highly inspirational. Okay.
Okay, I'll check them out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. I got to following the Kobe Bryant accounts so much that I ended up ordering his book, Mamba Mentality, and it's in my bedroom. It's like a beautiful book full of his quotes and different things and whatnot. And I look at it every now and then when I'm just like feeling boo-hoo about Corinne. And I'm like, I need that mentality. So for all of you, be thinking about, what am I putting into my brain? For a lot of times, I will tell you my biggest trick for when I'm caught in the loop of duty is just filling my head with inspirational things. So I either listen to inspirational books, play our shit, play the quick hits. I have found the best way for me to keep a better attitude is to not listen to my brain, listen to other people's brains talking. Because when I'm listening to that, my brain's tuned into something else. And if my brain wanders off into like jackass land, it's real easy to just go back. Like a lot of times when you're just being a jackass to yourself, it's hard to autocorrect, but it's easier to autocorrect to listening to positivity. And then eventually it takes some hold in your brain. All right, y'all, go do something with the shit I talked about today. So if you got something out of this, write down what you are going to do. Don't just listen to this stuff and not do anything. Find something that you're going to do, commit to it, and put it into action this week. All right. Y'all have a good one.